think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The U.S. reportedly sent special forces to Israel to assist in finding the hostages held captive by Hamas. The Times, quote, New York Times, quoting an assistant secretary of defense saying, quote, we're actively helping the Israelis to do a number of things, identify hostages, including American hostages. It's really our responsibility to do so. They got Americans.
Referring to the hostages number, it's going up because as we get inside Gaza, naturally, we gather intelligence, we gather materials, we gather documents that put a light on the actual number of the hostages, and this is the reason it changes from time to time.
Yeah, the number of hostages continues to increase, and that's because of intel on the ground says they are holding more hostages than we originally assumed. And apparently more Americans, or at least dual passport Americans, in Gaza than we assumed. The man speaking at the end of that Fox report was a Mossad, 25 years in the special forces for Mossad, which is, of course, the Israeli intelligence operation, Adam Alim. And, of course, you heard the Fox News report refer to New York Times as a source. We've discussed this with you for the last several days, that no doubt we have U.S. forces already on the ground in Gaza assisting United Kingdom Special Hostage Rescue Forces and Mossad and IDF Special Forces, trying to locate hostages, trying to get them free and get them out of the area. And they've been successful. The most successful being the rescue of an Israeli female soldier who was kidnapped on October 7th. We do not know what happened to her once they had her hostage. And there's no reason maybe we should know some of it. But they did find her. They got her out, obviously killing the Hamas terrorist holding her. At last report, she is back home with her family and trying to recover as best she can. But there are many others inside Gaza still. Many might have been killed by that bombing on the refugee center the other day, which Israel admits doing, but saying we were trying to get a top commander, the organizer of the October 7th attack on Israel, and his command center. And they did. Brought the building down, but of course you're going to have civilian deaths, and if any hostages were being held there, they also died. Thank you for joining us. Here we are, November 2nd, 2023. This is the first of 2 hours of Larry Connors USA, back-to-back, right here Monday through Friday. We're available for you from 6 to 8 p.m. We're also streaming video while we're on the air. You can see the video at Larry Connors USA Facebook and Twitter, also News Talk STL Facebook and Twitter, and on Rumble. We have all these platforms, and in fact, while I look at the numbers, they jump depending on who's watching what at what time, either the Twitter feed, the Rumble feed, LCUSA, or News Talk. We're glad however you choose. And if you miss anything, video and or audio, go to LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and pull up anything you missed. Share with others. Make sure they're aware of what's happening. So Hamas now is dealing with the fact that they just keep coming. Israel just keeps coming. And even after bombing that refugee center, which Hamas was proud to show the pictures of this building being destroyed, but above the building, the intent was to get what's under the building, and that was some of the massive miles and miles of tunnels Hamas has prepared for such an event, so they can use them as shelters for their command centers, to hide their weapons and additional terrorists and hostages if they take them. In fact, one Hamas leader pointed out yesterday, the tunnels we built for ourselves, not for the Palestinian civilians. Hamas are Palestinians, but they're a terrorist organization. That's like Muslims and jihadist Muslims. There's a clear distinction. But right now, they're admitting that perhaps they might have been expecting very little retaliation. Maybe that was built on the premise that it would be so horrific for Israel to go in and go into Gaza and obviously having to kill civilians because Hamas is using them as human shields, thinking no way you'll come after us, you'll have to kill innocent civilians. That's not the intent of the Israeli army, and they are an army. Hamas, when it went in Israel, was a terrorist organization, still is. The army doesn't indiscriminately slaughter unarmed men, women, and certainly children and do what all they did to them. The pictures are horrifying. The ones I've seen, they cannot even identify some of the babies. They were burned beyond recognition. So they're trying to do DNA analysis to give some comfort and solace to their families. And they might have expected also that the world would be condemning Israel so much and buy into the land battle dispute as to the reason Hamas had a reason to attack out of the clear blue and kill innocent civilians. If that was their thinking, they've been wrong on both points. Again, I want to go back to the Mossad 25-year veteran, Alim.
I think they're stunned by the amount of force that we are actually putting into the battle. They're stunned by the tactics that we are using, and they are overwhelmed by the nature of our attack and the ferocity. They didn't plan it. They didn't anticipate it. It wasn't part of their overall game. And so right now, they are trying to maintain some sort of survival. And we are pushing the enclave as much as we can forward in order not to allow them to escape.
Not going to let them escape. And, of course, hopefully recognize, or I should say rescue, more hostages. I think he's right on all those points. And he would have the experience to know what he's speaking. That they are stunned. They're thinking, we did not think they're actually going to come into Gaza to come after us. So they're certainly not going to start bombing targets, knowing they're going to be possibly killing civilians. And the reason Israel is doing those bombings, precision bombings, because Hamas hides themselves and their military munitions and their control centers specifically under civilian populations for that reason. These are not some brave freedom fighters. I don't want to hear that crap. These are not freedom fighters. They're not a military unit. They are terrorists, and yet they hide under the cribs of babies. So don't tell me they have a standing of any type. You want to battle and argue over the PLO land and Israel formation? You can do that all day long, but that doesn't mean chopping off the heads of babies, burning them beyond recognition, killing, raping, butchering, slaughtering others. There is no excuse. CBN News, one of the Catholic, I should say, a Christian broadcast news operation, says we have Hamas doing what it's been doing, and here comes Joe Biden. I told you this would happen. Here he comes saying, you know, maybe we need to have a pause in the fighting.
Today, a warning from a Hamas official. They'll keep launching more attacks against Israel, saying they must destroy the Jewish state. That threat coming as Israel keeps up its strikes in Gaza. And now President Biden is calling for a humanitarian pause in Israel's military action. Hamas is openly saying they will launch attacks like October 7th again to get rid of Israel. Are Israel and the rest of the world taking that seriously?
Israel's certainly taking them seriously, Mark, and that's certainly why the campaign is going on. The rest of the world, I'm not so sure. But what we're hearing over and over again here in Israel is they might be after us now, Hamas, but you, the West, you're going to be next. So there's a sense here that, we may be in the front lines right now, but the front lines are coming to you. Some people have put it this way. What happens in the Middle East doesn't stay in the Middle East.
That's a fact, and that's why we're being told, even by Christopher Wray the other day, some of what is happening in the Middle East might start to play out here. And how would that play out exactly? Well, we don't know. But we know that we have, because of the so-called Biden open border policy, we have obviously terrorists inside our nation from Mideastern nations. Jihadists, Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, Taliban. If you were a terrorist leader, would you not use this opportunity, because the Biden border is open to anyone and everyone? Would you not infiltrate as many terrorists as you could into this country? Of course you would. And now you've got Biden standing strong the other day with Israel when he went to see Benjamin Netanyahu. And when he went and made his statement to him back on October 18th saying, we're going to stand with you, we're with you. He's already showing a weakening. And I told you then, he spoke strongly, but he's going to have to back it up. This is not simply speak softly and carry a big stick. You better carry a big, big stick and no more speaking softly. So Biden is now calling for a pause in the fighting. That's short of saying a ceasefire, but that's what he's pushing for. CBS said Israel has a reaction to Biden's suggestion.
President Biden is calling for a humanitarian pause in the war in Gaza. He's facing pressure, Chris, from left-wing Democrats, other progressives, some world leaders. But how will the government of Israel respond to this call for a pause?
Well, Mark, I think they're going to vigorously defend their right to keep the ground campaign up. However, what goes on in these private meetings between the war cabinet and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Antony Blinken remains to be seen. We don't know exactly what leverage the U.S. may have with Israel. Could they reduce the flow of arms and could remove the diplomatic cover that the U.S. has had over Israel right now? But I think it's going to be very hard for Benjamin Netanyahu and the war cabinet to put a pause on their military campaign. That's going to probably strengthen Hamas, and it's probably going to put Israeli soldiers in harm's way. There's been 16 that have been killed already. That's a very, very important thing for Israelis, because it's like a family here. Almost everybody knows somebody who's either been hurt or killed or wounded or captured by Hamas on October 7th, or they know somebody who's maybe on the front lines there on the in Gaza.
In Gaza, and they will bring it to the U.S., as he said. I need to correct. I said that's a CBS report again. That was a report by CBN, a Christian broadcast network, and their reporters saying they're not going to accept it. They do not want anything to do with it. More hostages, some with American or dual passports, have been allowed through the Rafah crossing into Egypt for now.
Evacuation of foreign nationals stuck in Gaza continues this morning. The Rafah crossing reopened yesterday after Qatar helped broker a deal, according to Egyptian state media. Dozens of people injured were brought to Egyptian hospitals. Hundreds of foreign nationals also passed through the border. That includes five Americans who worked for aid organizations. The Egyptian foreign ministry says about 7,000 people want to evacuate and hold nationalities of more than 60 countries. White House officials estimate at least 400 American citizens are still in Gaza. They say more departures are expected over the next several days, but officials stress the situation, Willie, is still very fluid. And
yeah, at any point it could be shut down. Rafah crossing goes direct into Egypt. They have allowed some Palestinians, but they do not want to be inundated with Palestinian refugees. That they made very clear. They don't want those. But they have been allowing some hostages to leave that Hamas is willing to let go. And Hamas is doing that strictly as a gambit. Say, see, we're being humanitarian. Oh, we chopped heads off of babies, but here we're letting some people walk free. Now, I want you to hear over these next two bites. That was Mika Brzezinski from MSNBC, basically telling factual information. But I want you to hear from a couple of bites here, again from MSNBC, and then even Quentin looked at me and said, are they changing their direction and what they're doing? And I said, yeah, that's exactly one of the points I'm raising, because when you listen to them, there's almost a turnaround by this state-controlled media.
As a senior Hamas official has vowed to repeat the attacks of October 7th, quote, again and again until Israel is completely destroyed. In an interview with Lebanese television, the official warned Hamas would replicate those horrific attacks, stating, quote, Israel is a country that has no place on our land. So, Congressman, there you have it. For people calling for a ceasefire, this is what the Israelis are up against.
Yeah, I hear people say that Israel's indiscriminately bombing in Gaza. Listen, indiscriminate bombing by Israel would have about 100,000 dead civilians right now. Obviously, we want no dead civilians in Gaza. But Israel is doing everything they can to be precise. It's Hamas who made it clear they would repeat the attacks of October 7th just now. It's Hamas who is not building bomb shelters that are clearly marked. They're building underground networks so they can move men and materials around to create another attack.
The refugee camp that was hit.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's do you put stuff in a refugee camp? Do you put military materials? Do you hide your high-value targets? It's a terrible situation. But living in a densely populated area does not grant sanctuary to a terrorist organization.
Does that not sound very reasonable? You know who that was speaking? Who was identifying and saying you don't hide your weapons inside civilian population? That was former, quote, Republican, unquote, Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, speaking, and he had also served in the Air Force, by the way, so he does know bombing capabilities. They could wipe out everybody in Gaza if they wanted to. But he says they've been trying to be precise, going only after specified targets, but since they're being hidden behind civilians, there's no possibility they can avoid killing civilians. Now, that's a rational thought allowed on MSNBC. And here comes Joe Scarborough. And my God, when I heard what he said, I'll have to admit, I almost fell out of my chair.
You're a Jew at Harvard. You can't even walk across your own campus without being surrounded and attacked. You have students at Penn that you've shown.
I can't even
celebrating the raping of women, the slaughtering of babies, the burning of, you know, if that had happened and people were celebrating violence, think about, I want everybody at home to think about this. Any group on college campuses that, by the way, administrators have bubble wrapped everybody over the past 10 years with speech codes and safe spaces. Where are the safe spaces for the Jews? You know what? Jews don't have space, no. Safe spaces, and they're not asking for them.
But
they should be able to walk across a campus without being assaulted by fellow students. And I'm just, any other students that attacked students the way Jews are being attacked, they would be expelled in a second.
Somehow.
Expelled in a second.
Expelled in a second. That's Joe Scarborough. He's quit drinking the Kool-Aid. He's actually thinking of what the reality is. Cornell University has canceled classes for tomorrow because of the extraordinary stress on their campus. Coming up, we're going to get more in details of that. Also, a report that border agents are failing in their mission because now they're making sandwiches. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Hundreds of homeowners and businesses had or will have water main breaks. Wellington Environmental has a warning. You can clean up the water, but if you're not checking areas where the water leaked in the walls where you can't see it, you could end up exposing your family, your employees, your clients to hazardous mold. Wellington Environmental reminds you, if that mold is not detected, properly treated, removed, that is a risk, a liability you do not want. Wellington clients, including hospitals and schools, trust Wellington to make their environments safe. Call 314-644-4930, 644-4930, AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau, 314-644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
What if everything you thought and believed to be true about owning and buying your home turned out to be wrong?
Straightforward, objective advice on the right way to make the most out of every dollar you put into your home.
We're the only country that has one of those. Most other countries, considering like Canada, the UK, they don't have long-term fixed-rate mortgages like that. They're all variable-rate mortgages.
HomeWise with Michael Midget, Sunday mornings at 9 on News Talk STL.
Tim Jones and Chris Arps in the afternoon.
Horace, Americans individually have lost over $4,000 in income and over $7,000 where you have a household with both parents working.
It shouldn't be, it's the economy, stupid. We should just say, stupid! It's the economy. Unbelievable the devastation that Americans are feeling.
Tim Jones and Chris Arps, weekdays at 3:30
on News Talk STL.
This is Christina Strait with Strait Realty reminding you, why pay more than four? In 2003, we had a dream to start a real estate company that would revolutionize the real estate market. Now, 20 years later, after navigating through the many markets' ups and downs, we know exactly how to help you in this challenging time. I'm Christina Strait, owner of Strait Realty. Don't give away your hard-earned equity. Give us a call today, 314-441-4444, 314-441-ALL-4s. And remember, why pay more than four?
Strait Realty is a licensed broker in the state of Missouri.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
My guest we've had on numerous times before, always glad to welcome him, retired Colonel John Mills, now with the Center for Security Policy, expert in numerous areas of war. First, Colonel, glad to have you on board again, sir.
Hey, Larry, thank you. Always an honor to be on your show.
Well, thank you. Let's get right into the issue now is that we obviously have boots on the ground inside Gaza. And some of them are special hostage rescue units, which would include American forces and United Kingdom forces and Mossad and Israeli Defense Forces. And then, of course, we are still having the battle building to building. How would you assess that from afar, not actually being in the midst of it?
Well, you know, this is just like when we were in Fallujah, Anbar province. This is bloody and messy, and Israelis have already announced a number of their soldiers that have been killed in action, very likely because there are Americans being held hostage and, I believe, UK citizens. You know, our Tier 1 special operators, and which would all, since we work so closely with British SAS, SBS, are probably very close by, very closely watching the situation, probably right in the close to it.
You certainly agree we should be directly involved at this point.
Well, I have a nuanced approach to this. Hamas is evil. Hamas needs to be destroyed. Israel is the lead on this. We need to provide ballistic missile defense support, which we've already been providing for Israel for years, logistic support, intelligence support, but we don't want to or need to get bogged down in a forever war.
Right.
And neither does Israel want to. And they are going to handle this very, very methodically.
But sending in special hostage rescue teams with that mission primarily, find them, get them out of there, that's, to me, it sounds like an excellent plan. You're trying to be clandestine, and obviously you might have casualties, but you're getting hostages free.
Yes, right. We have American hostages that are being held against their will. That always should be an American priority.
So I'm looking at a piece from New York Times, Crystal, one of their columnists, this would be New York Times columnist Nicholas Kristof, He said Biden should not be pushing Israel to target Hamas more directly with fewer civilian casualties. He said Biden basically needs to urge Israel to slow down and back up. Biden has already begun to say maybe we need a pause. What's your thought?
Well, what we always need out of an American president is clear and articulate policy positions, not this kind of slow up, you know, slow down,
waffling.
Slow down. Yeah, that is not clarity, and that's not helpful. So, you know, Biden giving his emotion of the day or the afternoon or the evening after a map, that's not helpful. And Christoph giving giving a prattle like that from the sidelines is not helpful either.
Yeah, on October 18th, when Biden was in meeting Netanyahu, he made very clear that there's no excuse for any of this. We will stand by you. I mean, that sounded firm, and I praised him for that, but I said, you've got to follow it up with action, and I see weakening of that resolve.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd call it a weakening or just more of the same mush-headedness that this is the Obama-Biden team. This is John F. Kerry. He was for the war before he was against the war. Come on.
Right.
Have some moral consistency, moral clarity, and these are tough situations, but this constant emotion-based up and down just shows the fecklessness of the Obama-Biden team is not helpful. Lives are at stake. Americans have been harmed. 14 Israelis have been murdered by evil Hamas. A job needs to get done here. The Israelis know this firsthand more than anybody else.
But the Palestinians, but Hamas is pointing out, you're killing a lot of innocent Palestinians when you bomb that refugee center. You're wiping out innocent people. Like, they're certainly concerned about innocent people.
Yeah, the proper translation of anything Hamas says is they are pushing Gazan citizens as human shields and are slaughtering them, and they need to be held to account for that. But that's the evil nature of Hamas.
Now, when the word was sent, it was given for days in advance of the first bombing, telling the Palestinians, go south, get out of the north, away from Gaza City, go south. Of course, Egypt was not allowing the Rafah Gate at all to open, and they've been doing it slowly for some supplies to come in and for a few to come out, but they don't want the Palestinians in their country. So the word was given in plenty of time, but Hamas itself was not letting Palestinians leave the war zone.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Israel was following the laws of land warfare, and they were doing the right thing and warning them. And their primary spokesperson, Admiral Haggari, has been doing an excellent job. But what did the Hamas do? There's a wadi that kind of a wadi is like kind of a depression or a former riverbed,
dry riverbed, yeah,
a ravine. Right. And what did they do? They set up a roadblock. Hamas set up roadblocks and killed any Gazan that tried to go south.
And we also know Hamas is using that information to say, okay, we'll move a lot of activities down to the south and our command posts and weapons, so they won't be hitting that area.
Yeah. I mean, of course. Of course. And this is just Hamas is a designated terrorist group, even by the Biden administration, has maintained that that label for Hamas. So I have no sympathy for Hamas, and we need to follow through and support Israel in their destruction of Hamas.
You're listening to retired Colonel John Mills, and what you pointed out about Obama, now Biden, you wrote a book that came out late last year, The Nation Will Follow, First-Hand Experiences Fighting the Deep State and the Action Plan for the American Citizen. How much does that book now correlate with the fecklessness, as you say, going on right now with this administration and dealing with this crisis?
Yeah, absolutely. And in there, documented firsthand, fighting the deep state when my colleagues were spying on candidate Trump and then waging a coup against President-elect and President Trump, And book two is out now, and it's War Against the Deep State, War Against the Deep State, which shows the foundation of the modern mass surveillance system, which we created in 2007 and 2014 to protect Americans from the foreign extremist threat, such as Hamas. And it's been weaponized by unlawful elements inside government. And we've seen the creation of the fourth, fifth, and sixth branches of government, the administrative state, the fusion of law enforcement, intelligence, and big tech, and then the undue power of the nonprofit. So this surveillance system has really become the glue that has allowed these three branches of the government to essentially solidify and establish themselves. And it's now it's something we have to address. We have to take down and destroy.
Well, as you know, this the 702 provision of the FISA warrant is about to expire, and they've been debating and arguing in Senate and House hearings as to extending that. Christopher Wray saying that's an essential part of us being able to carry out our duties. Now, obviously, I want our government to have everything that does not break our Constitution and defy American rights to do what they need to protect our nation. But as you said, they've been weaponized against Americans.
Right, and I've been at the White House many times debating these kind of topics. And we have, again, we want an absolute aggressive law enforcement intelligence, but it's to protect Americans from the foreign extremist threat. I get very, I do not trust Ray when he says, because he comes out and says there's a great threat from Hamas and domestic extremists, which usually is code word for Trump supporters.
Yes.
So let's just be exactly clear. So, you know, and they're totally juicing because the domestic extremist threat. And they throw these numbers out. You know, where are you guys? These numbers don't make any sense. They don't exist. You guys, well, every single person who showed up at January 6th is equates to
right.
a domestic extremist event.
And all of those swarming and all those swarming across our border, if you were a terrorist nation, you wanted to get your terrorist operatives inside this country, the Biden administration has made it easy.
Yeah. I mean, job one, and this is where the new Speaker of the House has to, Mike Johnson has to enforce a border. And what they need to do is we talk about defunding agencies, which absolutely is a good tactic, but let's be even more targeted and surgical. Let's defund the salary of Mayorkas until he gets his act together. And you can do
that. I love
it. You can absolutely do it totally within budget law. Because everybody go, oh, you can't do that. That's against budget law. No, it isn't. You can specifically prohibit because we have authorizations, we have appropriations, and you have to have both. So you can specifically in an authorization language say we no longer authorize the payment of salary to Mayorkas until the border is secure.
I love that. And the only other thing I would add is that illegals coming across will now be housed at Mayorkas' house. That's the only thing I would add.
Yes.
Colonel John, go ahead very quickly. Last 30 seconds for you, sir.
Yeah, we've seen this creation of camps, FEMA camps. This
right.
is where we need constitutional sheriffs and governors to start interning immediately any Hamas terrorists or the Chinese special operators, paramilitaries that have flooded across the border. That's where they need to immediately, that should be an authorization link, so immediately intern them.
Do it immediately. Colonel John Mills, as always, glad to have you, sir.
Larry, thank you. Always an honor to be on your show.
Great. Colonel John Mills, Nation Will Follow, the first book, and the other is The Deep State in more detail. I got to tell you, it's always good. Coming up, wait to hear what Joe Biden has given Kamala to do to supposedly even the field about the concerns in our nation.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit, and if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience. Do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beale has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired. Homeowner, business owner, call John Beale. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. I have only one recommendation for you when it comes to jewelry. Vincent's Jewelers. I've had Vincent's custom make some pieces for me. I bought quality pieces right out of the case. Vincent's locally owned, supporting local charities for more than 42 years. Check their website daily for new items or specials. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Give Vincent's a chance for your business. Vincent's, my only jeweler. You can spend a lot of restless nights trying to figure out how you're going to make all those credit card payments. Why not consolidate all your debt into one manageable payment? My friends at Homestead Financial Mortgage can help with a cash-out refinance. Contact them today. Take the first step in regaining your financial freedom. Use my website, larry.homesteadfinancial.com. Take charge of your financial future. Go to my website, larry.homesteadfinancial.com.
News, analysis, opinion.
USA, USA. That's a big game, man.
President Xi is really losing control.
People in China didn't ask me about people mowing each other down in a mall.
This is News Talk STL.
It is their responsibility.
Hate is a metastasizing agent.
We're all keeping a close eye on this.
Illegal immigration is crazy right now.
This United States is not being overrun.
News Talk STL.
It is a crisis at the border without question.
At NewsTalkSTL.com.
I really, really enjoy a great cigar and a premium whiskey. And if you do, you should join me at Lit Cigar Lounge in the district off Highway 40 in Chesterfield. Lit is open to everyone, but I decided to become a member. You can too. Get special gifts, special events. Ladies, don't be intimidated. Bring a group of girlfriends. You'll also enjoy Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit also has a cigar and tobacco shop on Main Street in Old St. Charles. LitSTL.com. LitSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
All right, so yesterday we were telling you that we had the censure resolution against Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, Democrat, Michigan, for inflammatory statements about Hamas and basically not condemning it. I mean, she just wouldn't condemn killing babies, chopping off their heads, and making other remarks. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican of Georgia, introduced a measure from the well of the House saying we need to censor her. Now, censor is not much more than a slap on the wrist, but you could have used that to remove her from any committees of any ability to really do anything, which I think all of these fraud squad members should be removed. But here's how the vote went down, and I was over the top when I saw what happened. Nearly two dozen House Republicans crossed the aisle to vote with the Democrats to kill the censure resolution against Tlaib. Why? Why? Well, let me break this down for you. 23 of them that did do so said the censure substance, which they argue contained unconfirmed claims and outlandish language as the basis for their votes against censure. Marjorie Taylor Greene's original response was, this is why Republicans never do anything to stop the communist Democrats or ever hold someone accountable. That's what she wrote on her Twitter account. And then she listed them. That would include, and I've got to tell you, I was surprised by a couple of the names. The first one up in particular, Chip Roy of Texas, Victoria Spartz of Indiana, Ken Buck of Colorado, which, by the way, Ken Buck has now announced he's not going to run for re-election. Should I, these people in here are just all about themselves, not the country, so I'm getting out. I count that as a very weak response and reaction. Green added that these same conservatives have never lifted a finger to help January 6th defendants. They could care less that those folks are rotting in jail. Now, here's how Chip Roy defended his motion. He said, Tlaib has, quote, repeatedly made outrageous remarks toward Israel and the Jewish people. Her conduct is unbecoming a member of Congress. Right there, sir, that's reason enough for censure. But he continues, and certainly worthy of condemnation. Again, stop there, you got it. And then he adds, of condemnation, if not censure. There you have it. But then he voted the other way. He said the reason is that the resolution itself was feckless to censure Tlaib, deeply flawed, made legally and factually unverified claims, including the claim of leading an insurrection. Here's what he's hinging it on. January 6th, of course, the legal term insurrection was stretched and abused by many following the events at the Capitol. We could not continue to perpetuate claims of insurrection at the Capitol, should not abuse the term now. Remember, there were hundreds gathered in the Cannon office building next to the Capitol, all part of the Capitol, yelling and shouting in favor of Hamas and denouncing and cursing Jews. Congressman Roy, you're a very smart, learned man, and I've been a big supporter for you. I understand what you're saying, that don't throw that term insurrection around like you're dropping pennies, which was being done during January 6th. I understand that you didn't like it in the Marjorie Taylor Greene censure statement. But here's what you should have done, sir. Say, I don't like that term. It should not be included. But go back to your words you said earlier. The conduct of Congresswoman Tlaib is unbecoming a member of Congress, certainly worthy of condemnation, if not censure. And said, and for that reason, even though I don't like the wording, I'm going to vote to censure her. Why didn't you do that, sir? And, of course, we've had, as I told you previously, in mentioning and going into this part of the program, and as we mentioned at the top, Joe Biden is now calling for a humanitarian pause in the Israel-Hamas war as the IDF mounts a grand ground invasion of the Gaza Strip. He did that Wednesday evening. He said in a campaign speech, when someone called out to him, he said, I think we need a pause. Oh, Hamas would love to have a pause. Now, Biden wants to couch it, well, we've got hostages, we could still get out, get more aid in, we need to continue the pause. Every time you stop, you have a pause, quote, ceasefire is what it amounts to. Do you not think Hamas continues to gather more strength and reposition and get ready for the next assault? And they're proudly proclaiming today and yesterday what happened October 7th in Israel will happen again and again and again, and it will be coming to the U.S. before it's over with. They're very direct about that. So now, as I told you, once that crack starts and folks start saying, well, you know, you bombed Gaza enough, you've killed enough, let's just, when's enough enough? It's back to that proportional argument. And as one British analyst had pointed out, if you're going to be proportional, then you've got to go select soft targets like they did. You've got to kill and slaughter and burn and rape as many people, specific number of people and ages, including babies, as Hamas did, and take that many hostages, then that would be all equal. There's lunacy in play here. As I'd mentioned earlier also, Cornell University canceling classes for tomorrow. A junior at the university now arrested, federally charged with a series of online posts where he threatened to kill and harm Cornell Jewish students. He did that over the weekend, and they just announced yesterday that they went ahead and got him into federal court on a charge of making a threat. He did not enter a plea, remanded back to the custody of U.S. Marshals. And now Cornell, I mean, why would it take that long to figure out that it's a hate crime? Because the Jews were the victims? Is that the reason? So Cornell is now going to observe tomorrow as, quote, a community day in recognition of the extraordinary stress of the past few weeks. You know what that means? School's out. Party time. There will be some maybe gathering at a memorial and everything, but for the most part, the Cornell students, oh, no, go home early, whatever they want to do. They're not going to bother monitoring and taking part in any kind of action of real significance. There will be some. Cornell, one of many U.S. colleges, universities, of course, having this so-called tension. And you got professors who've done the same thing, and you also have professors and highly income alum saying we're pulling funding from your university because you're allowing these kinds of actions to take place on the campus. All of this is anti-Semitic. So what could be done about that? Joe Biden has a novel way. Let me warn you again. This is one of these times. If you're driving the car right now while you're listening to me, maybe you need to pull off the edge of the highway briefly, okay? I'm going to give you a few moments to do that. Pull off, get out of the way of the traffic. You don't want to cause an accident. Go bazonkers when I read to you what I'm going to. All right. And if you haven't been able to get off the highway, please control your vehicle. Do not go completely crazy. Joe Biden's way to fight a dramatic rise in anti-Semitism is to look to the other side and find a new J-O-B for Vice President Kamala Harris, putting her in charge of, quote, a new national strategy on Islamophobia. We can't possibly talk about anti-Semitism without bringing Islamophobia in. Anti-Semitism is against all Jews, Israel or not. Islamophobia, they would want you to believe that's against all Muslims. It could be, but that's not the target right here. The target is jihadist Muslims, in this case Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, Taliban, and those who are out in the streets protesting and yelling for peace for Palestine, from the river to the sea, we will be free. Many of them are probably linked one way or the other to the LGBTQ community. You need to know, if you are not aware of it and you're that stupid, you will be among the first they will execute if they get control of your country and your college or anything else, because they will not tolerate homosexual activities of any type. And don't dare try to change your gender. They won't tolerate that either. But now the savior comes, Kamala Harris. She is now in charge of the national strategy on Islamophobia. And she immediately jumped in to say, yes, we had an attack in Illinois on a Palestinian American Muslim woman and her 6-year-old son, which was murdered. That is correct. What she did not mention is the wave of anti-Semitism on American college campuses, American cities, fueled by Muslim and pro-Palestinian activists who favor what Hamas did in Israel. She did not mention that Hamas is an Islamic fundamentalist organization devoted to killing Jews, not just in Israel, but all around the world, and that the American mainstream Muslim and Arab organizations have been silent on Hamas. And to those of you who belong in those groups, I'm counting you as good Muslims, but your silence is putting you on the side of evil. Is that where you want to be? I don't think you would. Now, let me ask you a question. On another subject, if you were to pick, this is going to be tough, if you were to pick which member of the White House is most stupid, oh, I'll be more polite, is most inept, who would be your choice? Let's start by eliminating Biden. Take Biden out of the picture. Take Kamala out of the picture. Boy, wouldn't we both. But even Corinne Jean-Pierre, don't count her in. Look at the cabinet. Let's start there. Two of those make the top of my list. One is A.G. Mealy-Mouth Merrick Garland. And then there's Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. And specifically, Missouri Senator Josh Hawley had a Homeland Security whistleblower send him information. You do not want to miss the question, the response, when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want to give someone something which they will really enjoy? Give them a Cafe Napoli gift card. You pick the amount, and they pick which of the Cafe Napolis they want to visit. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Cafe Napoli in Town and Country, Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles, are right next door, Napoli C. The Napoli gift card. It's the perfect gift for anyone or your entire office. Cafe Napoli. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Are there HSI special agents who are currently at the border, having been pulled away from other cases?
Combating, yes or no? Combating the fight against fentanyl, yes.
How many agents are currently at the border, having been pulled off of their other cases?
To fight the scourge of fentanyl, I'd be very pleased to provide you with that data.
That's not what the special agent is alleging. That's not what she said. She said that they're being taken off of fentanyl interdiction, off of child exploitation cases, off of their other investigations into criminals to make sandwiches. That's her quote. You're saying that this is a lie, that she's wrong?
Senator, we have a number of law enforcement priorities with the resources.
Is making sandwiches one of them?
We have, of course not, Senator. We accomplish a tremendous amount.
Is she wrong?
Because of the tremendous talent and dedication of our personnel, including Homeland Security investigation.
Making sandwiches for illegal immigrants. Is she wrong? This is one of your agents. Is she wrong?
Did you hear a no? No, you didn't. You have blah, 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 blah. The same blah, blah they always have. It's a very direct question. The whistleblower says they're being pulled off of even looking into child trafficking to go make sandwiches. I don't know if they're bologna or ham or just butter and bread, but they're making sandwiches instead of doing their J-O-B. Mayorkas is such an idiot. He has to go to the top of my list that he cannot find a way to come out of an answer without, oh, our agents, we do this, we do that. But would you ever say, are they doing it or not? Is your whistleblower talking to me wrong? And all he has to do, he could have lied. I'll be honest, he could have lied. He said, no, that's not true. And well, then, of course, when Hawley asked, what are the numbers? Well, I don't have those. I'll get those to you later. That's not a secret number. And you should have the numbers anyway. Do you ever prepare yourself for any of these questioning at all in front of Congress? If they do, they practice blah, 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 blah. Let's try it again.
We have a number of law enforcement priorities with the resources.
Is making sandwiches one of them?
We have, of course not, Senator. We accomplish a tremendous amount.
Is she wrong?
Because of the tremendous talent and dedication of our personnel, including Homeland Security investigation.
Making sandwiches for illegal immigrants. Is she wrong? This is one of your agents. Is she wrong? She says that there are 600 at least special agents pulled off of other cases sent down to the border to babysit illegal immigrants. Is she wrong?
Senator, our personnel, we use our personnel to achieve the maximum law enforcement objective possible. That is what we do.
So you're not going to deny it.
And I'm incredibly proud of what our people do
single
day.
This is news.
Yeah. I'm incredibly proud that they know how to lather the butter or the mayo or the ketchup or the mustard on the bread and put something in between that and another piece of bread. Maybe wrap them up and serve them the sandwiches. Well, the folks have to eat. But you do not have Border Patrol agents doing that. You've got all of these groups, these groups that they basically are civilian groups that we're paying a ton of money to house, supposedly move, shelter some of these. The NGOs, the non-government organizations, have them do some of the sandwiches. Of course, then again, they might be charging you $6.50 a sandwich just to bake it. We have idiots in the White House right now, and I don't care if you're a Democrat or not. If you don't see that, don't go near a mirror because you won't like what you see. Coming up, Joe Biden says, I think we need to have a pause in the fighting. And just the other day, he was insisting we will be with Israel. But maybe not so much. Next hour, remember our pledge, one nation under God.